and welcome to the Total Security podcast series brought to you by Bitdefender, the creator of one of the industry's fastest and most effective lines of internationally certified security software. Joining me today is Vlad Valchanu, Bitdefender's head of anti-spam research. Vlad, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what Bitdefender Labs has found to be the top 10 e-threats in February. What kind of e-threats were the most prevalent last month?
Well, this month it's all about drive-by downloads. These drive-by downloads actually dominate the entire top 10 e-threats of February.
Now, what exactly is a drive-by download component?
Drive-by downloads, the drive-by download components, are atomic bits of malware strung together like a daisy chain by virus writers, by malware creators. Each of these atoms represents another attempt by crooks and cyber criminals to compromise the security of a user's system. For instance, when you click on a link from a spam that you've received and you get to a malicious website, it can actually exploit vulnerabilities in your browser and start downloading malware behind the scenes without any action from your part. Or when the website pops up a deceiving question, like, would you like to install additional software to play this movie? You click OK. That might be actually a virus downloading and not software you think will help you play the movie. This happens especially if you go to that website by clicking a spam link. So these are the kinds of malicious programs we refer to as drive-by downloads.
Interesting. Why do you think that drive-by downloads dominated this past month?
Drive-by downloads actually speculate our ever-increasing presence on the internet. People are spending more time online, and this new concept of online lifestyle offers cyber criminals additional means to attack victims. Take social networking sites, for example. These sites weren't very hot a couple of years ago, but now that their popularity is rising, it gives malware writers additional ways to get to their victims. Web 2.0 and community websites are another reason. These sites are not necessarily attack targets themselves, but they actually increase the time we spend online every day. And virus writers go where the people are. If they're surfing the net, that's where the viruses will be.
Now, what was the top e-threat on the list?
Well, in the first position, for a second time this year, is malware that bypasses Norton and serves advertisements called TrojanClicker.cm. This clicker displays a large number of advertisements in pop-up windows behind or in front of your current browser, and it tries to lure the user into clicking on the ads themselves because they generate revenue with a pay-per-click system on another site. Clicker.cm is the first on our list this month.
Now, can you briefly give us an overview of the others on the top 10 list?
Sure. On the second place, we find an older acquaintance of ours, WiMAD Trojan, which masquerades as a player component for a malicious video ASF files. And this Trojan is loaded via a downloaded Trojan ranked last in our list. The Configure virus, of course, and its brothers and its relatives are also present in this month's top 10 via a generic detection against viruses that use Windows Autorun bug. So we call them Trojan Autorun Inf generic, with a little more than 4% of the detections. That's a lot. Going down on the list, the eighth place, we find the iframe.ga Trojan. That's a very, very simple script that gets injected into compromised web pages and websites and redirects browsers to a collection of exploits, such as exploit ANPI on the seventh place on our list, which can in turn direct vulnerable systems to a page that contains the SSX exploit, which is on the fifth position on our list. So you see how all these are linked together. One Trojan just exploits vulnerabilities, redirects or sends the user, the browser, to another place with other Trojans, and the final purpose, of course, is infecting and downloading the most possible malware in the user's machine. I think it's a great example of malware authors' teamwork.
Were there any new threats on the list worth mentioning this month?
They're all downloaders. Three of them, not previously found in the top 10 list, hold rank this month. They have very strange names. Sign.sr, downloader JLPK, and downloader JS Agent F. You don't have to remember the names, of course. They all serve a very basic function of downloading and launching more malware onto affected computers from the visited website.
Great. And before I let you go, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Of course. I think that we all should be very careful. It's important to all computer users to be aware of the websites that they visit. whether it's a social networking site or a news site, or even if they're just checking their email. Users shouldn't click on links or ads that appear on these sites unless they are confident of their sources. Of course, it helps if you have a comprehensive security solution, but you should also be precautious. You should also be careful with what you click on when you're online. It's also important for users to be aware of the kind of protection they get from their antivirus. For instance, half of our top 10 Trojans that we talked about this month are detected by Bitdefender using proactive methods, heuristics. And in real life, this means a zero-time protection. If we had used more traditional methods, for instance, signatures, we wouldn't have been able to detect new strains of the same viruses. And because some of these online threats are mutating every few minutes, I think proactive protection comes in very handy because it's physically impossible to create signatures for all those.
Vlad Valtanu, Bitdefender's Head of Anti-Spam Research. Vlad, thanks again for taking the time to talk with me today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Listeners, thank you for downloading and listening to the Total Security Podcast Series brought to you by Bitdefender. To learn more about the top 10 e-threats in February and other e-threats, please visit the Press Center on Bitdefender's website, www.bitdefender.com, or Malware City at www.malwarecity.com.